Hello and welcome to the Young Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Young. I'll summarize all the latest and best proven advances and advice for you to get the most out of your hair restoration. Each episode, I'll cover the most common questions about hair restoration and also the best ways to get the most out of your procedure. I keep it real easy, so let's get started. Welcome everyone. Today we will go in detail about unshaven hair transplants. What it is, what types there are. We will define them, how we do it, and who is it for. So, let's start by saying, I'm always looking for the least invasive ways to maximize a cosmetic result, the less is more approach. Even when I use dermal fillers, and I've been using dermal fillers for nearly 20 years, the best result with the least amount of fillers and trying to avoid just plumping up a face. Yes, I've been thinking about this for a very long time. So with follicular unit extraction, how do we get a great result with as little impact on your donor? And then how do we do this so that you can get back to work or be social as soon as possible? Probably 90% of all my transplants have been unshaven, and a small percent are full shaven, and then a small percent are total unshaven. And I've seen a recent increase in interest in total unshaven. So let's go through some definitions. There are three types of unshaven hair transplantations. Let me tell you, if a patient is experiencing considerable hair loss and you require a great number of hair follicles, then probably unshaven is not for you. Okay, so number one, a shaven donor site, unshaven recipient site. Note, there are some clinics that partly shave the recipient side. I'm not sure why. I certainly am able to, with my magnifying glasses and experience, to fully implant amongst other hairs. Number two, a limited shave donor site. So only one or two short strands of hair are shaved in the donor area, and you sort of zigzag amongst different areas and cut sections of the hair. There is certainly a limited number of follicles you can extract this way. And then finally, type 3, fully unshaven. So unshaven donor, don't cut the hairs, and you certainly don't shave the recipient site. Although a fully unshaven procedure allows a patient to keep the existing hairs, certainly will assist with them getting back to a normal life as quickly as possible. So, you don't need to shave your hair, which is the best part of this technique. The unshaven FUE transplant provides you with a natural looking hair just after the procedure. I think the healing phase is about 5 to 7 days, so I don't think there's much difference. The cons of an unshaven hair transplant is that really the success of the unshaven hair transplant depends on the doctor and the team doing this procedure. So you really need to understand the clinic and their experience. Unshaven hair transplants take longer than a regular FUE transplant where you just shave the whole head. The duration obviously would depend on the number of grafts required. Unshaven hair transplants cannot be applied to people with severe hair loss. And obviously if you have very short hair, there's no real point in having unshaven because your hair is so short anyway. So who is total unshaven FUE for? Those with long hair, those with a very good donor and not having previous FUE or strip procedures, those who want privacy, ladies' hair restoration, obviously, and then there's eyebrow and beard restoration. So with our team, we've done many of these total unshaven procedures, and really, it's just another great option for our patients. And if you would like to see if you're suitable for a total unshaven FUE procedure, please contact us. And thank you for your presence, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Reach out and like and follow us on Instagram. And if you would like a consultation with me, info@younghair.com.au. Please subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.